Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Let me get right down to it because I want to get a couple other things out of the way. I know a few people wanted to come on here tonight. We had some good racing over the weekend. Seen a lot of good stuff going on. I had to look on Facebook when I got back and got to see some things that were going that looked pretty good that was going on. But I'm going to say a few things. Yes, the track is open on Saturday, my camp's event, me and Larry T. It will be open in Capitol Raceway this weekend. And also, just to let everyone know, I will be giving a Michael Kors Rose Gold watch away as a raffle. And the way I do my raffle, I do it different. I like to do different things than everybody else. So I'm letting everybody know how it goes down. It's a dollar raffle. I don't care, you know, how many people, how many tickets are sold. It could be 500, it could be 1,000. So if you got a $500 worth of raffle sold for the Michael Kors watch, you win the Michael Kors watch plus the $500. If it's $200 that's sold, you win $200 plus the Michael Kors watch. Whatever is sold is like 100% that it goes straight to you. It's not going to be enough 50-50. I don't want it. I want it to go to the person, so... if you want to decide that the ladies want to get it, you know, they can go for it and go for the watch. If the men want to turn around and go for it, they can get their wife a watch or a girlfriend a watch, and they keep the money for their race car. That's how I look at it. Also, I got the one more cancer event that I always did where I started out at, and that's Fayetteville, North Carolina. So that's going to be on the 27th. let everybody know on that. We actually walked down the track, and it's going to be worthwhile if it's something that you got to try, you got to do. I know you've seen that one, too, also. I'm actually doing a Michael Kors pocketbook out there on that day. And in that pocketbook, I'm starting out at $500. That's already, regardless if it's whether or not I sell $500 worth of tickets. If it doesn't, it's still going to give me $500. I'm going to put $500 in the thing. If it sells 10 tickets, it's still going to be $500. If it sells 2,000 tickets, then it's going to be $2,000 in the pocketbook. That's going to be a Michael Kors pocketbook. So if you decide you want to go ahead, you know, you have to be present there. You go ahead and buy your tickets and you go ahead and do what you want. If you want to turn around, you'll win it. Like I said, you can win it for yourself, win the money for yourself, and give the pocketbook to your lady. You know, I know you racers can turn around and use it, some of the racers, you know, but if you're a woman, if you want to decide you want to win it all, go for it. That'll be my idea of trying to give back some little bit of things. And, tonight's show, I had to go out and put it out there. You know, do you really need the big-name racers to have a successful show? And the reason why I'm saying this here, and I'm going to let everybody know, and I don't care well, who hear it, whatever, we're getting a lot of this here stuff doubling up racers again and again. Guys being at two places at one time. Do you really need that you have to go that far to really try to have a good race? Or can you just use just the regular guys, your locals and everything else to go ahead and make a good race? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear from you guys out there. You know, I see it happening. Everybody else see it happening, but nobody wants to open their mouth. I don't care. We're talking about we're going to make grudge racing great again and all this here, making it better. We need to turn around and be truthful to everybody, not being with all this here drama. And I hear controversy sells and all that. Controversy is basically a lie, so we don't need that crap. I'm to be real about it. You turn around, be faithful about it, tell the truth about things that you're doing, and be done. You know, but don't turn around and lie to the people. That's when you got a bad taste in your mouth. So that's my whole thing on the controversy. I want to hear what you have to say. So I'm going to open up some mics right away because I seen a couple before that was already hit in before I even got down. I guess they want to say something. So I'm going to open this mic up right now, 757-0240. Your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I must have hit by mistake.
Hit by mistake? Okay, no problem. All right, I'm going to go to the next mic. I want to open up this mic, 631-4876. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, this is Kenny.
Hey, what's going on, Kenny? How's everything?
I don't know. I'm thinking about coming out this weekend, if I can find the race down there.
Yeah, I was gonna go tell everybody about it, but you know what? Why don't we do this right now? Because Kenny's looking for a fair race, something that's in his league. Kenny, you want to tell him about your car? And let me just tell everybody. The problem is a lot of times people try to be a bully on a regular car or somebody else's car like this here sometime. And so he's going to let you know what he's got, what he got. And if you got something that's close to him, or you know, you can do something with him or say that you'll give him a spot, or you need something, if you're slower than him, you know, you think you're slower than him, you don't have as much as him, please let him know. Because he's out there. He like to get out there and start grudge racing again, too. So he wants to do it. But I got it open up to you, Kenny. Go ahead and tell us what you got.
Yeah, I got a big block Mopar, single full barrel, ladder bar on nitrous.
Okay. You guys heard that. Now you guys come on in. I want you to make sure you come in. And,
yes, a fence.
You know, I don't know what. And tell me something. What do you, okay, a stock block. Now tell me, what do you normally run for? That's why I need to know, because, you know, that's what a lot of people sometimes.
No, we ain't got to do nothing crazy, you know.
You just want to have
fun. 5 on 15 or 5 on 15 or better, something like that. A 5 on 25, nothing crazy.
Okay.
Just getting out here.
Well, you guys.
Just going to get my.
A lot of guys are out here right now, and I see a lot of cats down here right now that's sitting out there. If you decide you want to run, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull somebody when they call me, and they might want to text me or whatever. Maybe we can be able to set something up there, you know.
We'll work on it. Talk to my driver and see what we can come up with.
Yeah, and I'll let them get hold to you. I'll pull it on a three-way or whatever, and you guys can be able to talk. Get ready. I got this thing going on right now, and it's okay. I'm just saying about what's going on at the thing, and I appreciate you coming. I hope you do come down. We got a lot of people going down that want to come down and been talking about it. So, Kenny, I don't know if you if you'll cook anything too. We also got a contest with a turkey cook-off that day also for $500 to the winner. So if you're a cook, you know, it is $500 to the winner.
I got to try the first race, you know, with the car. First race, so I got enough.
Okay.
I don't have enough headaches. So.
Okay, no problem. I understand. We're going to have a few things down there. It's a couple more things I'm actually thinking about trying to do. We're in the works of a shootout right now with a couple guys. I'm waiting for the lawyer. I got to see what he said because we'll be doing with Pizza Gangs and the crew. They're actually turning around and doing a four-car shootout, and they've been talking about it. So, hey, if they want to get busy, we're going to let them go ahead and do it. They've been talking. They wanted to do this, and they're actually looking to see who's the baddest of the bad I think it's 315s they got. And they wanted to see. And I think they're talking – I got to let them come on here because if you got 275s, I think you get the back tire. If you got 315s, you know, like every 315 car, they got 315s on it, has to give the – the 275s, the back tire. That was the deal that they made. I was talking to a few guys, and they want to do a stock block class, so I'm trying to get that together. I'm waiting to see what's going to go on. But we got a lot of more stuff going on coming up. We got some things going on November 16th, 17th, and 18th. 18th will be our rain date in case it rains on either 16th or 17th. And that will be at Glock Motorsports. I got to talk to a few of the guys down there, and when I went this weekend to North Carolina, and I got LaToya, Pink Panther, and the crew coming, and we're going to actually do a four-car shootout with the women. The ladies are racing that day also. So they're all game. They're ready to go. I got a few other things in store. I got a lot of locked-in grudge races already. I can't let go of a few out right now because they told me they just want to make sure the car's ready. And, I know a lot of guys out there, they heard some stories about the guys coming back racing. And, just to be put it out there right now, the guy actually does been back. He used to race years ago. And, Kenny, I'm quite sure you remember him, Roy Singleton. You know, he's the owner of Willie's. He used to run Pro Mod when Willie was running and everything.
Okay.
And he used to run with your old car, Denver Fever. He used to running with that car, the blower car. He had a blower. Back out now. He's got his brand new Corvettes. They're two Corvettes. He's got a GTR that he wants to run, and he also got a Jeep. So if anybody's looking to do some action with that also with the new cars, I do have a couple guys, and it doesn't matter. You set your price. Certain cars, it's got to be up there. But that one right there, he's coming back. He's back in action. I also got a Mustang small block that I was down south, and he asked me to set him up a race. He's looking for some action if anybody's looking for some action, small block on nitrous. So if you're looking for action that day, I got a couple guys that can steer you in the right direction, and you can talk to them. I went down there, and it was great. Buddy Blowhead has raced down there, and a lot of guys, I had to make sure I come out there. I promised him, and never got to come to him, and he's always telling me, you know, you don't come to mine, so I had to do it. So it was worthwhile going down there. I enjoyed myself. Me and Jeff Rogers, we went down there. Also, on Friday night at Colonial Beach, I was at Colonial Beach, and Jerry Dodd, I know he started feeling sick out there. And like if anybody knows his situation, I don't like to put everything out there, but I understood, and I was not pushing the pressure on him. And hey, if we had another time, Jerry, it's no problem. I got no problem with that. Like, I knew how he was feeling. I know he said he punked out and everything, but he also was sick, so I had no problem with that at all. Larry T, congratulations to him. Hats off. Well job, like normally. I mean, he's always having a good show, and you guys actually showed a lot of support to him that day. He did the ribbon ceremony on Saturday. Friday night was excellent, like always. Kenny Ferguson and Short Dog went at it over there. Short Dog came on top on Kenny Ferguson this time. Ricky Burden had a race. I'm not sure exactly, but I didn't get to see everything. I don't know who the guy was. I'm not too sure. Sorry, I forgot your name. If you want to come on here and say it, no problem. So that being said, they definitely did their job out there. Bridge Wars, I seen a lot of stuff going on over there at Capitol. They were doing their thing over there, especially when I seen everybody out there doing the Kiki dance, and they having cutting up and having fun. And that's what it's all about. If you can't have fun with it, you know what? You're in the wrong sport. That's how I look at it. So if I can't have fun, I'll feel the same way. I would stop. But when I seen that up there and everybody's cutting up and having a great time, that's the way to be. But I need you guys to come on here because I've seen it. I know a lot of guys are saying, why you got to keep doing this, got to keep doing it. But, you know, I've seen it. They asked me, and they asked me, so I'm going to say it. You want me to say it now, so now it's time for you to come on. And you know how it is. It's so funny, and I'm going to be real about it. After the show is off later on tonight, people calling, well, you should have said this, you should have said it. Well, I'm giving you guys the opportunity to say something. You know, if you think you can make it better when something's wrong, come on, go out there and let's tell us what we should be doing. You know, what we should do and what we shouldn't be doing. And my thing is, like, I want to make sure that the women get a little bit more active in the racing, whether it's racing, whether it's spectating or participating, getting something that they can get into it, because if it's not for us, sometimes your backbone is your woman, and I'll tell you exactly how it goes. You know, sometimes you want to be there, and they want to do something else, but if you can turn around and make them start liking the track, and now you ain't got to have no problem. So maybe a lot of guys need to go ahead and start doing this. See, certain things that they can get them involved in, and now they ain't have no problem. So that's what I'm looking at. Colonial Beach, when I went out there, when I go there, it's like an atmosphere. Like no other, I'm be real about it. It's just family oriented, and it's fun. It's that atmosphere is just there. It's just the people are so good to you. So that's what something about it, about that track, and it's so good. You know, it's almost like back in the days when you go to West Hampton, everybody's there. You know everybody, and it's just totally different. Everybody's looking for a little action to play around and mess around with, and sometimes I'll be real about it. Social media can get a little too hard on people because they didn't race. If they broke, or maybe they couldn't handle that person, they're not fast enough. But you know what? Social media, you guys are not paying the bills. If a guy's car is not running right, he's not obligated to still have to race because, oh, the fans want to see it. But he's putting that money up. And if his car's not running and it's off, and he's got to go and give that deposit up, there's nothing wrong with giving that deposit up. Nothing at all. I just feel sometimes I feel like you got some guys that just keep giving it up every time. That's when it's a bad problem. But you know he can probably run with them. That's a different thing. But you got a guy, some guys that actually has problems, and there's no reason for him to go out there and give up that money just because you say. We got a lot of sideline kickers that's on the sideline that doesn't even have a car, and they're the first ones to go and bash somebody, or not even doing racing themselves, but they're going to bash people that's out there racing. So myself, I'm looking at it this way, like looking in, and I think they need these guys just to step back a little bit, let the racers handle what they handle. If you don't like it, get you a car and you go out there. When your car's not running right, and you still go out there and race, just go do it. I guarantee you, you get knocked in the head two or three times, you'll think about it. You'll wisen up quick, and that's what we all need to turn around. Sometimes some of these people out there need to mind their business, and if you wanted to, if you think that guy should run, you help put up the money then. Go to the side over there and help put up the money. But stop running the bandwagon and everybody's beating on a guy for no reason. You know, and that's what's going on right now. And you see it. Social media gets a little crazy. Certain things I see. We got to start with some of the name callings because there's certain people that don't take certain names. I was brought up the other way, like certain names like B, you don't want to call a person a B, the N-word, you know, those things right now that's dead. You don't have to go through all that to do a grudge race. That's dead right now. That's not in my vocabulary. And if you're going to get to a point like that, sometimes I'd rather just walk away. If I see something like that, I'd rather not even get involved. So, I mean, there's a way about grudge racing, talking trash. You don't have to go into a little personal things with you, talking about somebody's mama or what their wife looked like or what he do and inviting you to private parts. Those things could end up being the wrong way, could end up the wrong way. So, just keep it real. Let's get everything back to on track like we've been doing. It was starting out great. Then I noticed there's certain things that people decide they want to call itself having controversy, and it says, oh, it's good, it sells, and all this. No, that's not good. That's when you're taking the fun away from the thing, and it's not going to work. But I got this mic's open now. I'll tell you right now, everybody, and I know a lot of guys, I feel like calling them out on this line. I want you guys to come on and tell me what you think about that. I really need you to step up to the plate. Let me hear it. You know, I really want to hear it. And I'm gonna call a couple of the names out here in a few minutes. So if you don't come on the line, I'm gonna start hitting you up. But as a matter of fact, I'm gonna call my guy up anyhow. Big Dave, if you sitting out there, hit the one button. Let me see where you at. He's always good for the game all the time too. 50 grand, you hit the one button also. I see the screen is actually going crazy. But, yeah, I want to open up this mic right now. 914-0471. Your mic is open.
What's happening, Joe?
What's going on, Dave? Dave, what's your opinion on all this here? What do you think?
About the big name guys coming to the track and that?
Well, you know, it's like I hear so many stories. Well, if you ain't got a big name guy, your race ain't really good. It's not really a grudge.
Yeah, but them big name guys, they not the ones doing all the racing. It's all the little guys that's doing the racing. You look at past weekend at a couple of different tracks, it was all the little guys that was doing all the racing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're just like
they're like, I don't know what's the right proper word. They're like just for, just to have their name up in lights, that's all. Yeah, they ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing no real racing. Because most of them, not all of them, most of them, if you don't sit just like them, they don't know how to grudge race. They don't know how to spot somebody or take a spot. It's all the little people that's doing the racing.
Okay. And just to say something, Roy Singleton turned around and them guys, they ran Darren Street King not that long ago. They had a little Evo. Darren gave them 21 cars in the break. Now he had a truck.
And they still looking for him.
And let me tell you, you know, the light came on the other side, But the reason why the light came on the other side was because you never had nothing staged. But they had to go down the end and ask what happened. And they said, man, that Evo was out there. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Which you can still tell, but just the idea, little things like that, that gives the excitement. Who would ever thought somebody would do something crazy like that? You know? But
that's right.
That was all about it. Nastyville was in the house at Fayetteville. And if anybody got to see that one, they ran the Green Hornet. And they did a moment of silence for Pooh. And my hat is off to those guys because, man, that was really personal, you know what I mean? It was really, they were touched, you know. They got together and they were so happy. And I honestly tell you the truth, the driver of that car, that was the best I ever seen him drive. I mean, really, I gotta give him credit, hands down. He drove it all the way through. He drove it. Everybody said that Pooh was sitting on the side of him racing with him when he did that. And, you know, that was something, that was emotion. That was something good. That was really something good to come out of that camp. They really needed that win. And they beat Junior Bissett. They didn't beat no little guy. I'm telling you right now, everybody was betting on Junior Bissett. Everybody. But, you know, the cards didn't have it in his favor this time, and the little Nastyville came through. And that's what all racing's all about, the excitement. It's not all the time that everybody thinks that, well, this guy's there. Not half of the time. I'm telling you right now, I go to a track, and I know the big-name guys are there. But then, guess what? I didn't see him race nobody. And
Joe, cast off some trouble.
You know?
Joe, cast off some trouble.
Go ahead. Do it. You more than welcome.
Don't you think that would be a good race? That Duster and that Malibu that's been kicking ass all over the South? That Silver Malibu? The Man Boy? Don't you think that would be a good race in there?
Oh.
Kenny,
yeah,
Kenny with the Duster. That'd be a good race.
Walter the Man and the Crew against the Duster?
You said his name. I didn't. You said his name. I didn't.
Well, let me ask Kenny. Kenny, does that sound something good for you?
Yeah, we'll do that.
You like that one, huh?
We'll do that race.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to have to ask Walter the Man. Let me see what he talk about. Maybe we can go ahead and start it, you know. Sometimes we need a little instigation.
I know. I'm going to get cursed out. But I don't care.
You're going to get cursed out? Nah, you ain't going to get cursed out. Walter, man, hit that one button. You're standing out here right now. Go ahead. Hit that one button. Let's see what he got to say about that. Hold on. We're going to find out right now. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something now. You know, lately he be on a terrorize. He been whopping the gas on people. So
they undefeated. They undefeated. They ain't lost a race in a couple of years. They on a 2-year winning streak.
Okay. Well, I'm opening up that mic. Here you go, the man. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, there, Joe? Kenny, Dave.
Not much. How's everything, Walter?
All right. No. Well, we're gonna lay back and we come out with an equalizer. We'll run Kenny with.
Okay.
Kenny said he has a stock block, Walter, man.
Yeah, well, I look at it this way here, Dave. The man that he was going to run, I wouldn't take everything in drag racing plus some more, not with that Silver Malibu.
Who was he going to run?
Let Kenny tell you who he was going to run.
Kenny, who you going to run, Kenny?
Billy Hicks offered me everything in drag racing until I eat.
Well said, Dave.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Walter, you just opened up a can of worms. Didn't y'all just take everything in drag racing from Rambo?
Yeah, but Rambo was
did
not
y'all
that
win?
Quick.
Did y'all
yeah,
win?
Yeah, we won. Yes.
So how you know Rambo ain't that quick? I think Rambo would run Billy Hicks.
No, Chuck, no. You couldn't put Rambo on Billy Hicks.
So it's all right for you to take everything in drag racing,
if you can get Rambo to run Billy Hicks head up, I'm going to give you some money.
Don't change the subject. Don't change the subject. We're talking about
no,
you.
No, I look at it for you, Dave. If I run Kenny, once I get the Chevelle sweat away, we'll run with that Chevelle.
You haven't asked my permission to give away my stuff.
Mm-mm. Well, taking too long to come get it. Taking too long to come get the stuff.
Well, you ain't ready. You still working your bugs out. You ain't ready yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's why you see me really talking about it. But that's why I say it right now, though. I don't feel like you're fast enough to run.
Okay, but don't be booking no races with that Chevelle because you ain't asked my permission.
Yes, Mr. Dave, ain't going to say nothing right now, because right now we got a problem with it, so I really can't say too much. I got to go along with you.
Okay.
Okay. Now what
but
the
when
man?
I get it right, when I get it right, I'm going to take all this talk right now. But when I get it right, make a trip down through the memory lane, I'm going to remember all of this.
Now, Walter Van, did you think about that race that they offered you at Gallant that time? You remember the man said last week? He said he want to try you?
Oh, you talking about Sweet Potato?
Yep.
Well, yeah, well, what it is, you know, the Camaro, a lot of them, let's talk that when they find out that the Camaro is down, that's why they're off those races. But when you're running, they be quiet.
But Sweet Potato, you know, he just told, now, I'm going to tell you something. I was down there. He said he was willing to lock in and have that money up for Gallant. He said he wanted to see himself in some lights. So, I'm just letting you know right now.
That's what I'm saying, but he knows that the black car is not running right now.
But I'm just saying, you got until November 16th, 17th. He said,
well, be honest,
I'm
hoping.
He told me he can chase
you. I'm hoping. You know, it's only one thing I called the guy today. Matter of fact, I probably called him too much. And I'm praying. You know, when you put your motor in the shop, you know, you can't move no faster than a man move.
Okay, gotcha. I understand that one. I can understand that one.
I mean, they tell you 2 weeks until you give it to them. And then once you give it to them, you in line.
Mm-hmm. Now, which one you going to run Dave in them with?
Oh, the Chevelle.
Okay.
I'll run with the slowest one in the crowd. I didn't even put that Malibu on. I'm wrong with the slow one.
That's I can't whip that Malibu. I tried that Malibu. I can't whip that Malibu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not running that Malibu till it lose a race.
Oh man. You gotta give the man credit now. I ain't gonna lie.
No,
we gotta give
him
credit.
Oh no, they doing their thing.
But Kenny, what would you feel be safe to say you would get at Malibu?
I don't know. Walt, you know I'm just coming out. I really don't know. I don't know nothing about that Malibu. I ain't seen that Malibu in 3 or 4 years.
We're same car. Ain't nothing changed on it. Same car. Same look, everything.
Yeah, but you see how my car looks. What you think?
Yeah, but I think I need to break, to tell you the truth. now you tell me, what can you give me?
I don't know. Well, what about we might try with the back tire, but I can't make no decisions unless I talk to my driver. You know that. I don't drive. It ain't all my money, you know. I ain't got no crazy money.
Right. I understand that.
If you think you take the back tire, we'll try that down there this weekend.
Oh, no, I won't be down this weekend. I mean, because matter of fact, I ain't even trying to run you with that Malibu at all. I'd rather wait for the Chevelle. So I feel like you, even with the back tire, you're going to, you know, I feel like you still can beat that. I mean, I could be wrong.
Mm.
You know, that's my thought anyway.
Give me a few minutes. Let me call my driver and I'll see what he says. Like I said, I'm, you know, Wolf ain't, but I'm just trying to get out here and have some fun. I'm not trying to do nothing crazy. Let me hold on.
Well, like I said, you can call your driver, you know, but as long as you don't come back on the show acting crazy, you know, let me know something.
Kenny, hey, Kenny.
Hold on, give me a,
Kenny. Now, if y'all hook up and race, you're not going to be mad at me after the outcome, right? You're not going to be mad at me. Okay, all right. Go ahead, do what you got to do. Go ahead.
I don't get angry like that. It's just racing, you know?
All right, I don't want you to feel like I set you up. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I got to talk to my driver.
Okay, go ahead. Call your driver.
All right, let me call him. I'll call you right back. Hey, Joe, I got to use this phone here.
Let me get back in a minute. Okay, sound good.
He gonna run a man like Billy Hicks, run a little car like that. You know, hey, you know he's looking down.
Yeah, but he was getting everything in drag racing. You just proved 2 weeks ago that you can take everything in drag racing from a chassis car.
Yeah,
you just proved that.
Yeah, but that particular chassis car, I know that particular night it wasn't running right or nothing.
Oh, here we go. Okay, that's all right. That's grudge racing. I ain't gonna knock you
off.
Walter, you got the best hustle going on right now.
You saw the same car run Saturday, and it lost. It really did Saturday. Try to win.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, and I mean, if he ran us the way he ran that particular car, he would have won.
Walter, you talking to me now. You're not talking to somebody else. You're talking to me.
That's what I'm telling you. He would have won, Dave.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, Walter.
Now, y'all think that we're real slow now. That man ain't slow.
Well, since he ran like that on Saturday, can you give him his money back? Because that's the pass he wanted to make on you.
Well, yeah, that's the one he needed to make.
Yeah, because
he has
his
fault.
Money back.
On my fault, he didn't make it.
All right, well, give him the money back. Because you got a heart. You feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel that much sorry for him.
what do you say, Walter? You feel for him, but you can't reach him, huh?
I can't reach him.
See, one thing,
this duster. Be honest with you, ain't never seen him but one time. But I don't hear so much about this Dustin, which I've never seen him but one time. Now, I've never seen him run in my life. But I just feel like talk and everything. You know, and you got to look at it. 50 grand want the spot from him. So, you know, 50 grand got to know him. They all let it together. So 50 grand knows something about the car. And Dave, shame on you. Try to set me up.
I told you it was coming. I'm promoting grudge racing. That's all I'm doing. I'm just promoting racing. I ain't trying to set nobody up. Ain't nobody putting nobody gun to nobody's head. Whatever y'all agree on, that's what y'all agree on. I just started a dialogue. That's all I did.
I'm quite natural right now. He come back on his phone. I'm willing to bet you right now. First thing I say, you got that.
Huh?
I ain't gonna bet you that.
And what you gonna say?
It depends on who his driver is.
Well,
depends on who he said to call his driver. It depends on who his driver is.
Well, I think Will is his driver, I believe.
It all depends. Because if he got a scary ass driver, then you know it's gonna be heads up.
You know they want to beat me bad.
Why?
Hold on. 631-4876. Your mic is open.
Hey Joe, what's up?
Now what?
I talked to them. They said one and one.
See what I told you? They're going to give me more than I asked for. See what I'm saying?
What did I tell you, Dave?
We can't give you the break. We'll gamble with that one.
I know you will. Dave, what did I say before he got back up there? Did I tell you he definitely give me that back time? There ain't no problem. He can't make add more on top of that.
He gave you an offer you couldn't refuse.
Yes, I'm still refusing that.
What? From a stock block? Wow.
Ain't no stock block.
He said it was a stock block. Kenny, didn't you say it's a stock block?
No, it's not a stock block.
Oh, I thought it was a stock block. I'm sorry.
They have the stock blocks, you know, out here nowadays in time, people racing.
I don't know. They just said... I don't know. Long Island Joe just said they're going to have a stop block class. So.
Yeah, but them guys, there's luxury driving. I said, racing.
Oh, man. Luxury driving.
Like I said, I'm not one thing. Anybody know somebody that do sheetrock? Walter, you know somebody do sheetrock?
Well, Kenneth just was trying to lay some sheetrock down.
Nah, because I looked downstairs and there's a lot of hymns down there. It's getting crowded in that little room.
Oh man,
a lot of people down there. You put a lot of people him. A lot of him downstairs. I'm tired of buying milk and cookies for all the motherfuckers.
Yeah, well,
he ain't getting into that. Dave ain't gonna chuck him into that one.
No.
What?
He was
he put three more down
too.
There. He put three more down there.
Yeah, at least 3 months last time.
Weeby got a whole couch to himself.
Yeah, but
everybody else got
a folding chair. Everybody else sitting in a folding chair. Weeby got a couch.
But you know what Weeby's problem is? Weeby's problem is to remind you going back to gold in a rug.
Down there.
Weeby tried too hard.
Trying too hard.
Yeah, he got the car. Yeah. Probably got the money. Trying too hard.
Yeah, he keeps swinging at the first pitch.
Mm-hmm. Trying too hard.
Well, you say Davey swinging at the first pitch?
Swinging at the first pitch.
Yeah. Man, come on now, not Weeby.
Yeah.
Man, not Weeby.
Now Weeby might we get him a raise, but that's the way Weeby is. Weeby probably run Kenny.
Hell yeah, he run Kenny. I like Weeby. As long as Weeby ain't running you, I like Weeby. Against that Duster? Yeah, I like Weeby.
That's a race. That's in Weeby. That's in Kenny class.
Boy, Walter, you know how to get that pressure off your ass. You the best.
Well, I can't run him. Like I told you, I can't run
him. Well, you know how to.
I can't run him.
I'm going to tell Pete, I'm going to buy one of Pee-wee t-shirts give you the look away because you the best.
I don't know if I can run him when I come up with this surveil or not yet.
Walter, you go out there and you try. That's all. You don't bet a lot of money. You go out there and try.
You
be overthinking. You don't got old. You overthink everything.
No, with that Malibu. Ain't one thing. See, Malibu, I already got a ticket on it, and I gave him a number. And I know, hey, we ain't no match for him.
Whoa. So you know how fast, man, I know how fast people's car go. I need to get
well,
talk to you. I got to call you more often.
Kenny told me how fast he can go.
Oh, he told you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
No way, you don't think you're going to run a man, you tell him how fast you can go.
Oh, okay. Damn. I ain't telling nobody shit.
Oh man, you're crazy.
You ain't putting no other
although,
man,
it's a 301-2865. Your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody? William Birds.
Hey, what's up, William?
The king is here. The goddamn king is here.
Always. We had a good weekend down at the beach. Y'all missed out.
Yeah, I heard y'all had a good time down there.
Yeah.
They showed out.
I'm still in the process of looking for some soft stuff.
You know, I don't know. They are here right now, so I don't know if you want it. Walter May got anything for you to run.
Hey, Wickenburg.
Hey,
Wickenburg. I got to thank you, but ever since that time you let us use that cape and that hat, we ain't lost a race yet. You got to be something in it.
I'm glad I can apply you.
Yeah, we ain't lost a race since then.
Man, that's you're going on 2 years now.
Yeah, ain't lost neither.
You ain't bring that car back out yet either, have
you? Yeah, I won with the black car about 3 weeks ago. But I hurt the motor on that pass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you still won.
Yeah, I still won.
I set me up one this weekend, too. They just knew they had me. I was testing and to see where they was at and testing my car at the same time. And then luck got on my side. I had him in a shootout, and I prayed that I get him first round. Got him first round, and they were so scared, they took theyself out with a red light.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He thought I was going to double bub. He double bubbed twice, and they backed him up. Then the third time, he just went on a red lit. And I'm just sitting there like, man, come on. Gave me that easy money, boy.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes, though, curtains have some money in the pocket. They want to yield it. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes they don't even know they want to give it away.
Right, true.
If you could have seen the way they was jumping up and down when they beat me, I watched the video. And down on top end when we was getting out the car, he said, man, I ain't going to never lose. Can't nobody beat me? I just sat there and shook my head and said, boy, you just don't know. Welcome to the Grubs game. And I got him first round. Oh, could not. Man, then they start following me around like I had some secrets they wanted to find out. I'm like, look. I played somebody with him who was running the first time. And I know I don't never start up first. Man, I sat back there in the stage lane. They was cussing, arguing. People in the stands were saying, boo! I could hear all of that. They was going to kick us off the track. I determined I do not start up first. I do not burn out first.
Now, he ain't lying about that neither. Not lying. Because when I ran him, he did the same thing when I ran. He'd sit there. I had to go to him and ask him what they're going to do. So he ain't lying about that. He's not going to fall out first and go in that water box.
Right, I ain't going in that water box first. But here's the thing. Why y'all just want to go in the water box? I'm not going to burn you down. I don't understand.
No.
They wanted
some
me to go in. They were arguing at me, telling me I got to go first. They ain't cranked their car. I'm trying to figure out why they arguing at me, telling me what I got to do, but yet they ain't got to do it. But they know what I did. I already got in their head. You know, I was just sitting there and waiting until I can get them so frustrated that, like what happened with the going red. I ain't even had to really erase them. It went red. You know, now he wants to get back. I told him I had to wear that one for a while. But it was good. I made 6 passes over the weekend on a new motor. Everything fine. Just got finished checking it out, putting new plugs in it, running it. Everything fine. So I'm going to go over to torque converter bolts, red and stuff, and be ready for the weekend.
Well, one thing that Wickenburg, I will say this right here. Sometimes when you come on these shows, all you have to sit back and listen. Then at night when the show go off,
you have something to think about. You know, and sometimes a person just get what they want.
So you say that to say what?
Let's say, really, back Kenny came on here and made an offer. And then, you know, I don't let nobody come on these shows and make no offer to me. I don't like that. And I can't fulfill the promise.
So you're thinking about it?
I'm thinking about
it.
I'm going into a meeting tonight. I'm going to a meeting.
So you coming up this way, Walter?
No, I'm laying in Georgia right now. Huh? I'm gonna try to be able to. Even if I ain't got a car, I'm definitely gonna be able to that show in the lot. I won't come to that.
Try to fix that black car, man. Let me get a little sample of it.
Well, what you do, Wickenberg? You got another car now, much more motor than I got. Maybe you give me the brake, I might try it.
I got the same motor that I had when I ran.
But you got a whole lot better car now, though.
What that got to do with it?
Yeah, right. I got the same car, same motor.
Yeah, but your car beat my car.
Yeah, because you underestimated me that day. You ain't gonna try that no more.
I had no respect for you.
You had your mind. When you went fix them brakes, you hit me hell here. You made up your mind. I'm a wrong way from it.
Yeah. You're right. I gotta hand it to you. You're right.
Yeah. So.
Your mic is open, so. Sammy.
I was gonna jump on Walter, man. I changed my mind.
What's up, man? Sammy, all right. Okay, Sammy, you know Weaver will run that duster. If we would try you, you know he'll run that duster. Right or wrong?
What the? Huh?
Kenny.
What are you talking about?
Well, no, Kenny out of Long Island.
That blue duster from Long Island.
I'll try him out.
Sammy,
that wasn't a question.
Sammy,
that wasn't a question.
I'll try him out.
Sammy,
that wasn't the question.
Sammy, that wasn't a question. Sammy, you just ran that goat, so you don't give me anything to try to run you. Now you know that.
What goat?
What do you mean, what goat? That one that didn't hit a horn.
How many goats did you run?
I don't know. I didn't run no goat.
I don't think the goat won this year.
Yeah, it won this year. It won some.
Who did you win against?
It won some
on
red
lights.
Yeah.
But as anything else,
you
wouldn't have won the other one.
You're talking about the duck.
I don't think you flat out beat nobody. I could be wrong now.
Oh, you're talking about the duck.
Yeah.
The duck, not the
goat. He beat Sammy on the red light.
Yeah, he beat me. Mm-hmm. He beat me for sure.
Who got paid?
Sammy.
He got paid.
I mean, goat.
No, Duck. No, right. Thunder Gush. Brenda got paid.
Yeah, Brenda.
She got paid. She won. She beat me up. She stitched me up.
You're right, Joe. I can't think of nobody that they beat this year besides Sammy in the red light.
Yeah. They've been having problems all year.
Yeah, they beat somebody else, I think.
No, I think They beat Did they beat the 3M truck, the old 3M truck?
Tony Tan. No.
Yeah, Tony Tan.
So they lost.
Yeah, the truck shut off.
No, they lost.
Was it Tony Red Light or what was it?
No.
No, they ran twice, Tony Tan and him, didn't they?
Yeah, the first time the duck won.
Yeah, the truck shut off or something? Exploded,
yeah,
backfired?
It backfired.
Yeah. Up Capitol.
Yeah, no, at
Bud's Creek.
No.
Yeah,
it was
Bud's Creek. The day I ran him.
No, they, what you call really? Tony Ted really at the creek. But the truck backfired up in Capitol.
Man, they got a couple of wins.
Tony Tan won at Bud's Creek because that was when Joe called the race saying that he won, that he went around
right.
him, and he didn't.
Right.
And
right.
that's when Tony Tan won.
Right.
Yeah. Tony Tan won that.
Yeah.
But that was one race. But before that, I think he backfired when he ran him before.
No, that was Short Dog of Capitol. That was Short Dog of Capitol. He blew the intake.
We had to call. We had to make Short Dog come up on here because I got swore Tony Tan and Thunder Goat ran twice.
Yeah, they
ran twice.
They won and one.
Yeah.
Okay. Because well,
it's called backfired.
Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, they won. They won one and won one on the red light.
Yeah.
I thought they won the one because of the car blowed up, backfired.
Yeah, that's they won that one. And then they beat Sammy on the red light.
No, I didn't. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes it two.
Now I'm gonna go in my garage and burn the fucking car. Shit.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. At least push it outside so it don't burn the garage down too.
You shot.
Oh man.
Shot. Yeah. Well, you almost about ready for that big race, right, Sammy?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good. Where's 50 grand at? 50 check into the old folks home yet?
Okay, he's still full of life.
Okay. He's still so quiet. It's been so quiet without 50.
Yeah, we gotta get 50 back out there. We gotta get back ready.
Yeah.
He be listening.
You see, maybe you called his name. Now he might pop up.
You gotta call it three times. They say like Candyman.
Yeah,
that's what you gotta do with 50. But that daggone Short Dog, he showed his butt this week, y'all.
Yeah,
showed his butt.
Yeah, Short Dog showed out.
He knocked off Kenny Preston, boy. Man, what up with that? He made Kenny red light.
See, Joe, that go back to what you was talking about earlier, your topic about the big name people. See now, Short Dog done whoop somebody with a big name. Now he not on the show. Any other time he'd be on the show, you couldn't shut him up. now he too goddamn important. Now he can't get on the show. You don't want to talk to the little people now.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's how you get.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rough one.
You should have seen him walking around the track. Y'all should have seen him walk around the track after that win. I thought he grew like 1 foot.
God damn.
He came to set my trailer. He was so happy. You know, and Kenny was
man, listen, that's a good feeling, man, when you whoop somebody, you know, that is somebody.
You whoop them,
right.
Man, that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. Ain't nothing
it's
like it.
It's worth more than the money. Cause it
yeah,
lasts
you don't,
out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It lasts.
Oh,
I
yeah.
gotta tell these guys, it ain't always about their money. It's about their fame and that they're giving them that L, because you can reminisce on that forever. We make
okay,
money,
yeah.
We spend money, but we can like 10 years from now, we can talk about that. Remember when Short Dog took out Kenny down at the beach back in 2018? Always.
Yep, yep.
Get the arguing over.
Yeah.
Well, not really. So
hell
what,
yeah.
You know. But
y'all remember when Walt whoop Wickenburg? Man, you remember that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Y'all know when y'all remember Walter whooped Prepper Rain?
Oh,
yeah. That go down to history, Walter. That go down to history.
It won't, hey, it won't my fault. On my fault, both y'all won't write when I ran you.
Nah, I mean, a win's a win. I can take the loss because I beat some heavy hitters too, you know, so I can concur on that.
Oh, boy, here we go with the concur thing.
I concur on that, you know. I'm
yep.
gonna
you concur?
Friend. I concur.
Yeah, you gotta catch them on a day. I mean, fast car don't have to win all the time.
No, that's true. That's true. Believe it or not, those fast cars, they be fearing the slower car. You know?
Yeah.
Because anything can happen.
Anything can happen. The slow car looking at one thing. If he lose, people going to say, well, hey, he's supposed to beat him nowhere. That fast car, if he wins, he got to say to himself, man, if I mess around, let the man get away from me, man, they're going to overtune everything.
So what's the man? When you beat me,
that's what
I'm not supposed to. It doesn't really matter, right?
Well, I beat you. So,
yeah.
But hey, Sammy, you might have small block, but you got one of them big small blocks.
No, I don't have one of those big small blocks.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't.
I heard about you,
you
Sammy, before I even know you.
Yeah, no, you come.
Why
you come
wouldn't
by
know
house,
I heard about
you. You come by my house with $10,000, and I'll show you.
Well, I'm saying I heard probably even know you. I don't heard about.
Yeah,
you.
But see, you hear things. You're listening too much. Now I could prove it. I could prove it to you. You come with $10,000 to my house right now, and I'll show you.
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't know the difference on small block and little block.
No, so you could bring somebody that knows.
I'm asking this question here then.
If there's a big small block in there, I'll give you $10,000. If
okay.
it's not in there,
ask me a question.
You give me $10,000.
Do you have a Cannon Vale in there?
Yes, I do.
That's a big motor then.
What is that?
If you got a Cannon Vale, that's one of them big ones.
What do you mean? Talking about the valve straight, crooked? What are you talking about?
As do you have a Cannon Vale? You know what a Cannon Vale is.
SB2?
No, nobody. SE2, SE5, and all that. All I have do you have a Cannon Vale.
I don't know.
That's,
I got some
SB2.
Yeah.
SB2 is a Cannon Vale. SB2 is a Cannon Vale.
I don't have that.
Mean
mine
it's big.
Mine is a Ford.
But most times you see them Cannon Vale, they're going to make 1,100, 1,200 horsepower.
Yeah, Walter, you talking about the exception to the rule. Not all Cannon Vales. That Cannon Vale that hit you wasn't making no goddamn 1,100 horsepower.
Yeah, but that wasn't no Cannon Vale. That wasn't no Cannon Vale. You didn't go look. You don't know what it was. Yeah, but if that was a Cannon Vale, if it was, he need to go back and beat the man that sold it to him.
Why? See, that's where y'all get messed up at. Y'all think because one person spent $60,000-$70,000 and he make $1,100-$1,200 that everybody that got those type of heads make that kind of power. You're wrong.
No, I know they don't.
You're
I know all of them don't make.
You're very wrong.
No,
You're right. I know all of them don't make it now. Yeah, I do know. No.
No, you don't. You don't know nothing.
I don't know. Don't
make it. I think I know more than you.
Oh, yeah. I know enough to leave you alone.
There's, see, like the big blocks, they have conventional heads and they got big chief heads. You know, there's some conventional heads that make more power than those big chief heads?
Hell yeah.
So, I don't know what you're looking at, Walter, man. So, if I have a Canton Vom small block, that means I'm making power? Shit.
Well,
Walter, man, I got a straight head. I got a straight head.
I'm going to put this way here to you. Sam. I'm looking at for who you are. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a nobody.
So you can take that same cannon veil and put it in another man's hand. He might not do nothing with it.
What kind of spot do I get if I have a straight head?
I wouldn't know a straight head. I don't even know a straight head from a cannon veil.
A straight head. The valves are straight across, like on a regular small block. Damn, Walter, how old are you?
Yeah, but I ain't never ran a small block, so I wouldn't know.
Oh.
Look, I won't stiff heads only for you.
Grudge man.
Look, I won't stiff heads only just for you, Walter, man.
No, Sam. Mm-mm.
Huh? Okay,
no,
I'll come with a straight head stock block.
No, Sammy. You ain't gonna get walled either.
I come straight ahead, stock block.
I ain't gonna see him running, Sam. My car ain't gonna see him running.
All right. I'll leave you alone, Walter, man. It's gonna rain today. It might snow.
I hope not.
I'll do this one for you. I'll give you everything in drag racing, Walter, man. You come up next weekend up here.
No, I won't be ready. It won't be ready. I'm hoping it will be ready, but it ain't gonna be ready.
I was gonna give you everything in drag racing. You come to English Town.
No, it won't be ready.
All right. I'll give you 2 weeks then.
No.
You'll be ready.
I don't think I'll be ready then, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
When I gave it to him, he told me 2 weeks.
I'll call him back now. I'll give you
don't
everything. Congratulations, Wicked Bird. You come next week to English Town. Where's Wicked Bird? Bruce Styles.
I think he got off. Wicked
Bird.
Just must have got kicked off.
Damn it.
If he had heard that, you'd have had to race him.
Yeah.
He got everything in drag racing.
What car you going to run with, though, Sam?
Any of them.
That's what I'm saying. He probably had to say a thing. What car you going to run with?
I'm running with my black Mustang.
Well, I really can't see what Wicked Bear do, what he won't do, folks. That's
right,
Wicked Bird.
Joe.
Uh-huh.
I'm willing to race him. If he comes to English Town this weekend, I'll give him everything in drag racing.
But I thought English Town, they ain't running no cars in English Town no more. I thought English Town was closed.
I heard what he said. That's why I had started laughing about it.
Yeah,
we can burn it all at the gate, ready to roll, and ain't nothing going on. Oh, man, that would be rough. That would be a rough one.
I thought Walter Man was going to fall for it.
No, because I knew the time was close. No, I had to take my it took me a while. Yeah, when you say any time, ain't open no more. I thought maybe they're doing a special event or something.
Yeah, special event. Walter Man comes out.
Now, don't they open English Town up and let the guys who do the imports be out there, though?
Yeah.
Playing music and everything? Cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing they do, but they're not doing any running down the track or nothing, though, right?
No, they let the permits expire and they can't even get them back.
Wow, bad.
They had to swap meet this weekend.
You mean tell me the swap meet when? I mean everybody. I mean tell they can't let them die. I don't know. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. They had a swap meet this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How was it? You went there?
No.
I
stopped going about 4 or 5 years ago.
It's not like it used to be.
I don't think it's worth it. Nah.
Nah, they got lawnmowers and everything else. No car parts like they usually.
Nope.
Now it's more
all
stuff like that.
All
junk. Very rarely you see a guy with all parts. See him got the lawnmower like he was yard sailing. Let me get rid of this one. I got a rake here. I got a snowblower. I got a bicycle. Like, wow. Definitely ain't like it used to be.
No, not at all.
Nah.
Not at all.
I don't care for it either, but, you know, that's what happens. We actually lost it. I got to make sure these guys know, because I know they just text me again. It is November 16th and 17th that it is in Gallant that we had the last making of the movie. That will be in Gallant. So I know they've been texting me. People text me back and forth. You can text them back, and they still don't get it. They're still asking me something else about somewhere, and I said, no, that'll be in November. Capital is this week. Capital is this week for the cancer cure. And that's what's going on. I just seen Texas. I got to make sure everybody knows where to go. But otherwise, everything else is set to go, all ready to go. I know a couple people that got into the turkey cook-off, 3G's cooking. We got a few other people over here that just not called me up. Well, I just seen a hit. Wow, everybody's calling me. Hit me up and asking me about the bus thing. But everybody else that's been calling me, and want to know those dates. So I'm just going to let them know again so they can get it right. Capital is this week. October 26th, 27th, well, basically 27th. That'll be the cancer walk again, the same as always like last year, what we started at. That's going to be October 27th again, and that'll be at Fayetteville. Okay, I just seen him. Now he texts me another thing. All right, this is what happens on the prize. I'm giving away a Michael Kors watch Saturday. It's going to be a raffle. The raffle is whatever you have. It's not going to be a 50-50 raffle. It's going to be 100% whoever wins it. So if it's $100, you win $100, not 50. If it's $500, it's your 500. Whatever it is that we make is yours. That will be at Capitol. Now, on Fayetteville, the raffle there is going to be a Michael Kors pocketbook. Regardless, the pocketbook is there, and $500 is in the pocketbook regardless. I don't care if you only sell 20 tickets. I don't care if you only sell $1 a ticket. It doesn't matter. At that one there will be $500 minimum that you get. If they sell $2,000 worth of tickets, $1,500 worth of tickets, then it'll be the $1,500 or whatever it is. Whatever they sold it for, that will be it. I'm guaranteeing that. So that's what I know. I just got a text again, so I just had to make sure I clear that up. And the real deal, grudge racing, that is November 16th and 17th. So I got to let everybody know on that deal. That's the deal. So if everybody wants to know, that's coming up. If you have anything, questions, give me a call. We definitely, I know that a lot of guys asking me for runs. Since I went to Fayetteville this weekend, and let me tell you, and I'm trying to wait to see what happened with the lawyer thing situation. Because if everything works out, Pizza Gangster and the lawyer might end up running. But I'm waiting for the deal with the cut. What was the last outcome? And that's supposed to be sometime today, either tonight, and he's supposed to let them know. So hopefully we'll see that race go down. If you have a 275 and the other guy's got 315, you get the back tire. When it takes all. That's the deal on that. So we got a lot of guys that's been asking and asking and texting me. That's what happened. That's what was the deal. And we should have some real good stuff going on. I mean, I'm kind of like a little excited for the end of the year, but then we get ready to go to Florida, get ready for Baldy's race. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting end of the year. I think everybody's going to really go out and go out with a bang. The weather is nice now. It's not too hot, not too cool. Everything is just right. The motor cars will be coming back out again now and doing their thing. Everybody's going to be out there running pretty damn good. You ain't got to be worrying about the heat, fighting the heat. Hopefully the weather cooperate with us. That's the only thing that we got to worry about. And we're going to go from there. But I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics for anybody that wants to come in and say what they want to say, because I know I'm going to have to close it at 8 o'clock. I have to run out. I'm looking for Weeby, Mr. Weeby Cooper, because I know they were asking about him, so we might as well put Mr. Weeby Cooper on. And if Jeff Rogers is out there, he got to come on here too. He went out there, he's a diehard, Mr. Jeff Rogers. And I'm quite sure, I know he's got to run on the November 16th, the 17th, I'm sorry. He'll be running Al Boogie at Gallant. So that will definitely happen. That will take place. They're locked in and loaded. Everything is ready to roll. It's going to be a few more people that's out there. I don't have the list in front of me. But I know they're all locked in for November 17th. I think it's going to be good. So if anybody out here right now that wants to hit something out, I'm going to open up these mics. And anybody that wants it, I'm going to let everybody's mic open if you want to have something to say. Because I won't be able to stay on long. I have to move a few things around over here because it's going to rain like crazy over here, so it's going to be not good. Anybody else have any last words or something that's going on?
Joe.
Yes.
Hey, Joe. Mm-hmm. Also, I know me and you is butting heads on the same day on the 27th of mm-hmm. October, but we're
yes.
far enough apart that I don't think we interfere with each other, which on the 27th, Virginia Slim, the Wright brothers, and the Mann family all going in together. We having something for Virginia Slim. If y'all noticed last year, he hurt his car, and also the Wright brother hurt their car. So we doing something on that same day. So anyone is not going to Long Island Joe's show, please come by and support the show. To help Virginia Slim and the Wright brothers get back on the road again.
Okay, yeah, that's a good cause. Very good cause. They're definitely well liked. Like I was down there before and I talked to Virginia Slim. I didn't get to stop at a shop, but I was hanging out with Weeby and he took us the back way and took forever, so I didn't get to go. It was too late to get there. But and you know, he's a good guy. He's up in age. He's really I think one of the oldest pioneers around right now. That's really out in the racing game.
I think you know? He is the oldest. I believe he is the oldest.
I didn't want to say it, but you know, but he's a good guy. Definitely a good guy. I mean, if anybody wants to support it, it'd be nice to come out there and support that. And it's a lot going on. A lot going on, and a lot of people. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm kind of like a little ebby and down spirit sometimes because, like last year when we went out there and we went and tried to raise the money. Everybody knows this, and Ricky Langhorn, he was one of them that I got to talk to ahead of time and try to get the shirts ready for him and all. And he was so happy about everything, and he was thinking about how it was. And man, if I get everything straight, he's going to come out. He can't wait. And we did everything we could to cheer him up. He was in good spirits. The next day, you know, he passed. Right after the day that we had the cancer walk. But it was great. It seemed like almost like he held, made sure he held on, and everything came out right. No rain, no nothing. And the next day when we were headed home, I said, man, I can't wait to see him, you know, bring him his money. And about 2 o'clock, I think, that's when I got the phone call on the way home on a Sunday. But he's very well missed, I'll tell you that. He, you know, great guy for the game and everything else. And it was something. At least I seen a smile on his face. He was happy with everybody that bought the shirts, you know, ahead of time, and he's seen everybody talking about it and donating. The guy, you know, I can't even thank the Frank Brown and crew. Those guys did their thing. The Dog Pound did their thing, their crew, that Riverhead crew. They stood together and they came together like a family. Marvin and you got to see Scott, the crew. I mean, there's all of them. I'm going to miss some names, so I'm sorry if I missed your name, but you guys turned around, and I got to say, I never got the chance to really tell you guys thanks, but just to stick together and turn around when a person came in time of need, that was what I liked to see. And that, I mean, even the women actually came together. They all came, and everybody knew what was going on. And, hey, he was the man, and, you know, I feel about it. I feel him right now, but that's what I'm going to say. But, you know, well missed, and, like, they had those shirts made, and people still wearing. I was at the track. I went to Fayetteville down there, and I seen the people, some of them still had the shirts. That made you feel good, you know. You just look at that shirt, and I was like, wow. You know, that was perfect. The first ever cancer walk, and walk down there. And, you know, a lot of times we don't get the credit when we do something like that. I hate to say it. You know, the show, everybody was looking good and doing their thing. It was very, very well. I mean, I couldn't ask nothing better for everybody else. I just saw Stefano had hit the one button. Stefano, hit that one button back. I seen you had hit on. I was going to click you in. I know he's probably working right now. He had clicked in and then clicked off. Maybe he had something to say. Come on in, Stefano, Pizza Gangster. I'll open that mic back up for you. So it's going to be a little bit emotional, like I think with a few people. Because they know about it, and they felt it. And anytime you know something like that, you always know somebody that's going through it. So anybody that you can encourage, you know, to stay healthy and stay strong, keep fighting until hopefully we go for and get a cure somewhere. You know, they got so many things out there right now, and it looks like all of a sudden certain things get, you know, they find things out of nowhere. And that's one thing. The Big C is a real hard one to go get by. You know, sometimes it goes on a mission, you know, and, you know, anytime it can come back. So I'm just letting everybody know. And to let anybody know, and I'll tell you exactly what the doctor told me, every man and woman right now got a cancer cell on them. It's just what triggers that cancer cell off. So it doesn't have to be that you smoke. You know, it doesn't have to be none of that. The pancreatic cancer don't have to be because you drink. It's just something that just happened to be. It's in your gene, and whatever triggers it off, the next thing, you know, happens. So that being said, maybe they can be able to find something to stop everything from triggering, slow everything down, and things will work better, you know. I can swear, just like I tell you, just like it is, it's like, I hear the HIV and all that stuff, and I'm saying to myself, they say they ain't got no cure. But, man, I don't know if you guys seen Magic Johnson. How he look, man. He look like he better than before. Every time I look around, I'm like, how the heck he look so much better? So I think it's sometimes this money, almost like money buys everything, it seems like, almost over there. So we'll see what happens. So if anybody got any last words, because I'm gonna close it down tonight. I got to close up. Because we're getting ready to get this big rain. I see my son's out here now trying to get everything back in here. We try to put everything back in the garage. We try to put everything in. I'll be done in a few minutes, okay? Yeah, so I got to get ready so I can have everything, so I can have his car come down, my car to come down. So we're going to have a little fun, you know. Have fun, walk down the track, do our cancer walk, raise a little money. eat, have the contests, the cooking contest, have the giveaway for the watch and the money. That's going to be there. You know, so that's what it's all about. How much more can you give back, you know? I was talking to a guy that said, yeah, you should do this. Matter of fact, they even actually told me, next time you got to give away a car. I said, yeah, when I hit Lotto, I'll try to give away a car. But the car ain't going to happen. I can't see that one. But whatever I can do, if I can help anyone out that's affected by cancer or something like that, please give me a call. We will be out there to help out. You know, anything, encouraging moments, anything like that, you need to know. Nothing like a person that's going through it or went through it that can tell somebody to smooth them over to know what's going on. And I'll be the first one to tell you, if you haven't went through it and you started going through it, you're going to want somebody that been through it that can tell you a little bit what to expect and calm you down and make you ease, because the biggest battle is in your brain. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's, you're just thinking about it and worrying about it, and put it in good Lord's hands, and that's all I can tell you, and everything will be all right. So if anybody's got any last words, y'all can come on right now, Walter Mann, anybody, or Sammy, any of you guys got something to say tonight, because I'm going to open up the mic, and I just – right now, I got so much stuff outside right now. I got to put everything away because it's supposed to rain. And I got this little Toyota out here with an SR something motor in it. I mean, that's why I just heard it wind up out here. So
I got to text that. I got to, Joe, I got to text that Thunder Chicken won, Thunder Duck won three races.
Huh?
He won three races.
He won three races.
Yeah.
What,
Marky
the
Berry, the truck. Marky Berry, the truck, and me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. What'd you call him again? Thunder Duck?
Yeah, Thunder Duck.
Oh, you say he ducked you?
Nah, he's just a duck.
Yeah, duck.
He paid a whole lot of money. Yeah, he could say he kind of ducked me, but he's a.
Is he gonna give you the race back?
He's a duck. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I never bother him no more. He don't want to talk to me because I pick on him too much.
No.
He says I pick on him. I pick on him.
Was that the son or the father?
No, the son. The father's all right with me.
Okay. Yeah, he can joke around good. He's good.
Yeah.
Father's real good.
No, the father's good.
Yeah,
the father
definitely
is good,
man. You know,
yep.
I know how he likes to laugh about everything. I remember one time I was cooking collard greens and getting everything ready. We went down to Florida, and I went to go before I could even get the collard greens ready. I was getting everything else ready. Cooking smoked turkey wings first before I put everything all together. I came back down and went to the beginning of the track. My wife went to go real quick and come back. By the time we came back, they were eating the collard greens. I was like, how the heck are you eating the collard greens and they ain't even done? Man, they good collard greens. I was like, oh my gosh. I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
we just seasoned them and, oh man, I'll never forget that. That was a good thing. I laughed my head off. I said, man, I can't believe people eating the collard greens and they that's why we call it collard green racing. So it was fun, it was happy, it was a good time. So if you got anybody else want to have something to say, if not, I'm gonna be shutting it down right now. No, I guess not. So I see everybody on the line, but nobody's really saying anything. But so I'm going to say a good night and God bless, and I hope to see you guys out there this Saturday at the Cancer Walk. Hopefully we can get enough people, you know, to walk that track and take a nice picture at the end. I want to make sure that out there so people can see that, you know, we got heart too, the grudge races. You know, sometimes people think that we're a totally different breed. We don't want to always want to argue or fuss and fight, but when it comes down to it, we all come together and we try to support each other. Oops, I got Larry Butler want to come on, so I'm going to hold up the mic right quick. Hold on 1 second. Larry, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, I know you got to go, man. Hello to everybody out there. Thanks for the weekend. Real quick, Joe, make sure we remind everybody to wear pink, man, to represent. I got two family members that have never been coming to support you, so they find it to be exciting to come to the Cancer Walk this weekend. They've never done it before. So make sure you wear pink and represent.
Okay,
And that's it, man, because I know you got to go. Yep.
Okay, thank you. That was a good idea. Yep. So, yeah, if anybody can come out there and if you can't walk, you know what I mean, get on the golf cart, anything, whatever you want. Come on down through and just do that little thing there and walk for the cure. That's what we're going to do. So take a nice picture of it and make sure everything's out there and people know that we're supporting them. There's a lot of races out there right now. I'm just going to let you guys know right now that are going through it, and they might not tell you, but they are going through it, and they really can use your support. It means a lot to them. You don't know how much it means. At Fayetteville, you know, I got to say, if you look at the videos and see how everybody was enjoying everything, and then when the walk was over, right after we all took the picture, and then you started seeing people breaking down, and it was like some people that I never knew that actually was going through it too, so... And it felt like they were family. Everybody just, you know, hugged each other and said it's going to be all right. So he is keeping it in the good Lord's hands, and I think we're going to be all right. So I'm going to say good night,
sure,
and God bless. Huh? Good.
And make sure we post the time. A lot
okay.
of people are asking me what time is the walk.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll post it and make sure we get everything right, because I'm going
right.
to talk to Larry, probably talk to him tonight. And see what time you want to do the
okay.
walk, because I'm thinking about doing it a little early, and because I know
before
I got to get those other
okay.
guys ready for their cook-off contest.
All right.
So I'll make sure I talk to Larry tonight, and I'll see you too, Larry, and I'll do is I'll share it with everybody. Everybody can share it, what's going on. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys,
it.
And good night, and God bless. Take care.